Jim in Pearl River and just listening.
Good evening, Jim. Welcome aboard. Any other whiskeys? That's weird. Okay. Hey, station with whiskeys, please call K2BAR.
This is W2JEK with a comment.
Good evening, Don. Welcome aboard, and thank you for running the net last week. Any other whiskeys? Okay, how about kilos? Okay, no kilos. All right. How about alphas? Stations with November? Any stations with Novembers?
NJ2BS, repeat.
Alrighty, well, Don, go right ahead with your announcement. This is K2BAR.
K2BAR and the net W2JEK. Good evening, everybody. Tomorrow night, Friday night, November 18th, will be our Barra test session. It'll be held at 7 o'clock at the Township of Washington Senior Center at 350 Hudson Avenue in the Township of Washington. And anybody's coming, remember it's a $15 test fee. You need some form of photo ID, such as a driver's license or passport. And if you have a license, please bring your license and a copy of that license. If you have other commercial equipment that has been licensed and has an FRN number on it, you'll need that FRN number. If you are flying, also you'll need the FRN number if you are already licensed as a ham. So one way or the other, if you have an FRN number, you will need that. If you do not have an FRN number or anything, then you need a social security number. If you want to bring a calculator, that's fine. It has to be a calculator with an empty memory, nothing in the memory. Cell phones, iPods, and other devices may not be used as a calculator. For that fact, in that, W2JK.
Okie dokie. Very good. Thank you. Don, anybody have any comments or questions for Don about licensing or the upcoming test sessions? Very good. Don, anything further?
No, thanks, Gordon. I guess that's about all. Thank you. Back to net. W2JEK.
Roger, roger. Any other stations wishing to check into the net at this time? Please call K2BAR.
W2TU.
W2TU. Good evening, Chris. What are your intentions, sir?
Accidentally woke up late. Just listening.
I'm glad you got here, so that's a good thing. All right, any other stations wishing to check in? All righty, well, 2 weeks ago was the New York City Marathon. We ran quite a show of effective network. We did voice over IP, we did data, we had a cellular gateway. We didn't do video this time, but that wasn't in the requirements for this one, but probably do some video next time, just to help monitor the finish line, so that we have situational awareness on that. Anyway, we worked at 3 gigs, and we also had some 2-gig gear, but that was for local stuff. But the 3-gig gear worked very, very well, providing a kind of quarter-mile shot between the race control center and the ham trailer. So it all worked out very, very well. Anyway, anybody else have anything they'd like to talk about tonight?
WA2UMP.
Go right ahead, James.
Okay, Gordon, you had mentioned that Echo Link was going to be set up on this repeater.
and I was just curious about what that hardware and software and the general setup would look like, if at some point you could describe that for us.
Sure, I hope my signal's decent enough. Sure. It basically consists of, let me drop it. Okay, it consists of a, an Elinco DR-135, I believe it's a Mark III, connected to a BeagleBone, BeagleBone Black, and the appropriate interface. And it rocks, it rolls, it sings, and basically acts as a remote base to the repeater. And it's set up basically how the remote base is set up for 955s. Same concept. Although they use different hardware, they use PC hardware. If you're using something that's a little more energy efficient, compact, and dare I say more stable.
Okay, sounds good. So it sounds like the heart of the system is a Beagle board. That's the similar to the Raspberry Pi, but a little more powerful.
Yeah, actually, a BeagleBone Black. I don't know where that stands compared to a Pi 3. But they're either comparable or one slightly better than the other. I don't remember which now. But unlike the Pi 2 or the original Pi, which had a lower processor, the BeagleBone Black or the Pi 3 both have enough CPU power, enough interface capacity so that you can run the audio packets, you know, the RTP packets, through the processor as opposed to just doing a connection setup. So it actually can fast traffic break through it, not just the control packets. And it allows you to do some other interesting things too. So it should be fine. It'll be something I set up probably the week after Thanksgiving. We begin testing and we'll see what gets. We have all the components. The software is loaded. It has to be reconfigured for our particular setup. And an antenna has to be dedicated to the purpose. But that won't be much of a problem. Okay, so where it's going to be located, it's going to be like shooting ducks in a barrel, as they say. Any further questions from somebody, anybody regarding the EchoLink? Okay, well, what's nice about the EchoLink, just in general, you set up your own node. You can set up your own remote base using EchoLink. Most people don't think about that, but you can. So you can go through the internet and, you know, go out on your choice of favorite frequencies. Several of us were thinking of doing that on 955, but out of deference to the folks there, we opted for doing it elsewhere. But there are people who set up EchoLinks as remote bases on their favorite frequency. In this case, I mean, most of the time it's a simpler frequency. But they don't necessarily take over-the-air connections, but only connections via the internet. But you can set it up either way to go over internet or go over radio or both. Our goals here will be allowing people to get to the repeater via the EchoLink internet side. But if that works out, we have, well, once we work out the details of passing DTMF through the repeater, will allow people to come through the repeater and access the other EchoLink nodes via the repeater. Over. All right. Anybody else have any more questions, or Jim, do you have any more?
Nope. Sounds good. Thanks for the description.
All righty. Let's see. What else? that I want to mention. Oh, the mesh node on Garrett Mountain that's already there is going to get an antenna upgrade. We're going to have that up and working forthwith, as they say. We just have to do some swapperoonies of some antennas, but just require, it's a two-man operation, so I have to coordinate with one of the other mesh team members to get up there to the site and make the changes that we've been planning. So we're very excited over that. We occasionally have connectivity to Farallon, but it's sketchy. So we hope that this improvement will lock things up and make things much more effective. But time will tell. Once that happens, we should have other people starting to connect as well. And plans for another node on Garrett Mountain are also being planned, and that will have a different viewpoint, but the two nodes will talk to each other most certainly, so we should have some interesting times very shortly coming off of Garrett Mountain for mesh networking. Anybody else?
KN Portable.
Sorry, station again, please.
WA2CLP Portable.
Hello, Dan. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Hope everything is well. I'll be just listening. Nice night out for a walk. WA2CLP.
All righty, well, welcome. And we were just talking about the advent of the Echo Link, which will be in a few weeks. And other things that we've been planning. And then we're also working on improvement for the mesh node, too. So, did you have a question, comment for tonight, Dan?
Not really. Just that I'm glad to see the Echo Link coming on board here. It sounds like a great idea to a great repeater. So, thanks for arranging it. Nothing else to add from WA2CLT.
All right, very good. Well, let me take this time to announce a couple of upcoming events. Tomorrow is Barra's Friday morning breakfast at the Promise Park Mall. I think about 8:30, 8:45 people start together. And then, of course, Friday night is the Farallon meeting. Then, let's see. We've got a couple of exciting things going on in Farallon the next couple of weeks. One is the next Friday after Thanksgiving. We have the Farallon auction. And then we have, we have the following Friday is the Farallon dinner, also both at the Senior Citizens Center, not to be confused with the Community Center. And then the following week after the dinner, Farallon will be hosting a talk by the new CEO of the ARRL, NY2RF. He'll be coming to address not just Farallon members, but it's open to anybody who wishes to come. That will also be at the Senior Center, which is kind of nice. So, to keep that in mind, of course, the first Sunday in December is the Barra dinner. So we've got lots going on. Lots and lots going on. Very exciting. So I think tickets have to be paid for in advance for that. So do get cracking. So of course tomorrow night we're at the Farallon purpose at the community center as normal with station and conferencing available for all to come and do what they want to do and work in the shop or whatever. got to work on getting the promotion up, I think. I have to be a little more consistent with net control. Somewhat precipitously, I was buying a new car last week at this time, so that was an unforeseen interruption. But I was in a car dealer at this time last week, and now sitting in the new car. Got to work on the antennas next, but that's right now we got a quarter wave magmount on 2 meters. It's our 2 meter 440 antenna. And we're only running a few watts, maybe about 10 watts. Just make sure we don't have a problem with the antenna and the magmount. So, any last comments from anybody? Please call K2BR.
W2KCR.
Good evening, James. Go right ahead.
Apparently you haven't been hearing me all evening. Apparently that's because I didn't have the tone on. I had a sale item and I have announcement, Art.
Go with both, please.
Okay, take the easy one first. Anybody gets over to Fairlawn, stop in the library during the daytime. Some days they close at 5, some at 9. The Fairlawn Hams, Fairlawn Radio Club, has a beautiful 5-section display on ham radio, all the aspects of it. And it's pretty impressive. So if you're in the Fairlawn area, the library is right on Fairlawn Ave, right next to the police station. And only a block from the senior center, so if you're going to the other activities that Gordon just announced, it's only a block away. The other thing is, wait.
NJ2BS, repeat.
Oh, did I time that close or what? I have a discount certificate to save $50. No, to save $100 or $200 or $300, depending on the model, of a Flex radio. So if anybody is thinking of getting a Flex radio before December 31st, I would part with the certificate for $50. So you save anywhere from $50 to $250. All right.
Well, that would be pretty cool, to say the least. So that's definitely something to get excited about. I have a Flex 1500. I actually have a couple of Flex 1500s and a 5000 A, but not quite in the budget for 6700 yet. Alrighty, but that's good to know. Anybody else have any announcements or wish to check in? Alrighty. Very, very good. I'm glad that everybody was able to come tonight. Please talk it up among your friends. We need some topics here. And definitely as we come into Christmas and stuff in the winter, projects will abound. And we need to get those socialized among, you know, among folks. Get the discussion going. It should be very interesting. And I'm going to see what I can do about turning off the tone. We'll see how well that goes as we roll through the transitional months with tropo ducting and things like that. Certainly through the winter it'll be fairly calm, but we'll see what happens in the spring. One thing at a time. So anybody else with comments or questions?
W2TU.
Okay, Chris.
Just a quick note. This Saturday, 9 o'clock in the morning, at the Fairlawn Club, there will be a VE session.
That's true. For those who need a second shot after Friday night, that's an excellent suggestion. Alrighty. Got a million pictures from Portable Day, I'm just noticing. I made a point of taking pictures. That was a good thing. I'm glad I did. Alrighty. Anybody else? Alrighty. Well, thank everyone for attending the Net tonight. It has been fun. And just a reminder that if you're not a member of the ComTech group, to please join it. We'll get you squared away in due time. ComTech group is a Yahoo group, and well worth your time and effort to participate. And hope you will. So, with no further ado, last call for anybody checking in. Please call K2BAR. All right. Well, this has been the Burn Amateur Radio Association Technical Net. Kudos to Venture Crew 7373 for the use of their repeater. And hope everybody here is interested in supporting scouting in any way that they can. In any case, have a good evening and God bless. This is K2BAR, WE2TTT, or NJ2BS, signing clear, 73.
WA2CLP portable, listening.
WA2TU.
So, how's the leaf cleanup over there, Chris? Making progress with it?
On what?
You're making progress with your leaf cleanup at your QTH.
No, my leaf cleanup is done over here. I have to wait for the landscaper to finish. I went in last Friday for another operation on my foot, so I am now confined to the radio room.
Okay, well, I'm still waiting for some of the leaves to come down. A lot more came down. In fact, I have to redo a section of the roof and the gutter that I did last week. It looks like it'll need to be done again. But I hope your foot heals up and you're back on your feet real soon. But in the meantime, you can enjoy your ham radio.
Thank you. Sounds like you're out for a walk. Nice evening for that.
It's a beautiful. You got a fading moon, not a cloud in the sky. It's about 50 degrees. Got the nice white windbreaker on with the reflector vest on, and it is very nice out.
Well, that should be pretty good. 6 a.m. You're gonna have the International Space Station going over. Have about a 5 minute visibility, so you know that would be interesting.
I've seen them go over a bunch of times, and it's interesting. On a couple of the passes, they acted like they were the Klingon vessel because they all of a sudden disappeared. I guess they were visible for part of the pass, and then, poof, they were gone. And I tried to call them on the radio, but I don't think they're on that much. I think WI2W may have worked them, but I've listened for them, and I don't think they have a whole lot of time for ham radio. They're probably doing other projects.
W2TU. I know that you could look it up when they're active on the radio themselves. I know that they always have amateur radio operators up there, but they're not so active with it. During the day, a lot of times they will try and make contact with schools for a demonstration. I know that.
There's some really good videos of it on YouTube, but one of them is a tour of the space station by a woman astronaut. I forget her name, Sunny Williams. I don't think she's up there now, but she gave a really nice tour of it. And there's some other stuff with amateur radio up there. It's kind of neat. They sort of work on the floor and the ceiling and the wall. It all depends how you orient yourself up there because it's weightlessness. It's kind of neat.
Yeah, if we can only utilize our shacks that way.
Well, you can't unless you want to stand on your head because of gravity. So, it's interesting. I only wish they, you know, kept the space shuttle running so it wouldn't have to be dependent on the Russians to get up there.
Yeah, and a couple of the rockets that they've been launching out of the Virginia launch site, SpaceX, I think they've been having problems with them. So, you know, not too accurate lately.
Well, I think he'll develop another vessel eventually, anyway. I remember when the Skylab was up there, when it came crashing down into Australia. I was actually on 20 meters that evening talking with somebody in Australia at 3 o'clock in the morning. And then the thing came down someplace. I think that the Mir space station, I think, was held together with duct tape.
Well, just how fragile this stuff is up there, you know. How something a small pebble the size of a pea could rip through a satellite, you know, traveling 20,000 miles an hour. So, you know, it's, I always say, you know, eventually something's going to hit something up there and it's going to come down hard.
Well, maybe they should clean up some of the junk up there. There's a lot of stuff floating around. But it's interesting how you can track it to the split second. You know where it is at just about any time. And, you know, it's just easy to track it. And, of course, I have the frequencies in the radio. I think I may have heard them once or twice. I heard the Mir one time. He was flying over, and he was working at stations about 8 o'clock in the morning or 8:30 in the morning. And he had a pileup, you know, because his footprint was so big. I remember that. And I called him, but he didn't answer me from the car. And you have to worry about the Doppler shift. There's so many factors in it for a five-minute contact. But it's interesting.
Yeah. A couple of guys were actually at the Fairlawn Club a few weeks ago. And they were talking about setting up the antennas for contact with the space shuttle. That was a pretty interesting conversation.
Well, I think if anybody can do it, Steve, WI2W, he's already done it. I think he had a contact with the Fairlawn and the Board of Education with the space station. And, you know, it's kind of interesting, definitely. The whole astronomy and that whole hobby is interesting. Anyway, all right, I don't know how much battery power I have left here, but I think it's time to make a couple of cell phone calls here while I'm out. So good to talk to you again. Hope your foot heals up and you get back on your feet real soon. Go ahead.
All right, yeah. Let me get out and about and hobble my way into the kitchen for another cup of coffee. But enjoy the rest of your walk, and I will catch up with you another time. W2TU.
Hey, guys, can I try something real quick?
Yes.
All right, well, I'm going to try to do something here. Hold on 1 second.
Off.
Okay, let's try it and see how well it works. Someone have a way to turn their PL off quickly?
My PL is off now.
Well, there you go. So we'll try it that way, Dan and Chris. If that works, we'll leave it be.
Well, I'm looking right at your building. If I'm up on this hill right now, and I can see it. A few minutes ago, I was looking right at it.
Okay, hold on. I'll try one other command.
Eight 46 p.m.
Hold on.
8:46 p.m.
All right. My radio lag time is such I can't hear it. What time is it saying?
I don't remember. Play it again.
Seven p.m.
It said 8:47 p.m.
Well, it's an hour and 4 minutes off, but at least it's saying the time.
That was the same voice from many years ago they had on the 7-9 repeater. It said 1:46:79, just like that. You should get it to say a longer announcement of some kind.
One thing at a time, brother.
Okay. Well, I guess you're working on it, so that's good.
Yep. Okay. All right, very good. We'll let you be. I got to get inside W2TTT.
Okay, 73s. I'm WA2CLP Portable. Clear. We're listening.
Take care.
Take it easy.
All right, let me go turn my PL back on.
Mine is on in Z2K.
No, Gordon turned it off on the repeater.
Okie dokie. Is that Gordon out there?
NK2BS, repeat.
I heard Gordon the other day.
He'll have Dan out there on his nightly walk. Nah, I guess everybody left. That'll be 2TU.
Here is NZ2K listening.
What are you listening to? WA2CLP.
Well, I don't know what happened to everybody. Gordon's gone, and then Chris was out here, and he's gone, and well, at least you're here.
Well, Gordon went inside, Chris went to get a cup of coffee, and I went to make a phone call, but my friend isn't answering, so I'm back on the radio.
Okay. I guess this is the new net frequency?
For the tech net, yes.
I gotta send this thing back and get it fixed. What happened to 955?
I don't know, but they switched here. I think they're gonna add EchoLink, and that's the story, as far as I know it. You sounded good when you were in there, so what have you been up to? And I wanna wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
Just trying to find my dad a place to stay. I actually found something a couple towns away that I'm pretty interested in. Like to take them up on it. I don't know. One's quite a bit of money and this one's quite manageable. And it all depends on how he gets along with the people. Haven't had much time for radio. Thinks he's thinking about taking the stuff out of the car. It's really just nobody on anymore. Except Chris. At least I can talk to Chris.
Well, we were just talking about that last night. Up and down Interstate 95 corridor. To the south, it seems a lot of people are on Simplex. There's a lot of new homes around. They're all scattered about the country. A lot of the repeaters have dead air. You got to use them. Try to keep them going, like this one.
Okay, well, I don't know. I agree with you. Gotta use the radio. But, 220, you can call in and call in and call in, and all the repeaters that used to be out there are gone, even at 220-394. I don't know what the hell happened to it. I've been asking people, but nobody knows. That was supposed to be on there for a long time, and now it's gone.
I don't know what the frequencies are. I have the names on the radio. Hopefully I have enough battery power to get back to the house. I go to the group one on EchoLink. They're next to Charlottesville, and they got two or three 220 repeaters in Central Virginia. There's a group that hangs out down there. A bunch of guys that live out in the rural Virginia.
Is that the KG4HOT repeater?
How'd you know? That's it. That's the one. Some guy drove up. He said, "I'm just pulling up in my driveway." And he said, "I got a bear and two cubs right in the driveway."
He came in.
You dropped out. I didn't get what you said.
Yeah. Had to change batteries here. He came in on 220-394 last year. And, kind of funny. Anyway. I don't know. I have KG4HOT. I go down to New Market in that area down there. I think it's 224-500 and 224-28 are two of the repeaters. One's at the University of Roanoke or Richmond, I think. One of the repeaters.
I got on the repeater last night on the IRLP using the West Orange system that I belong to. And I connected to the Richmond repeater, and there was a guy who was taking night classes at the University of Richmond. He was heading over to the campus from Southside someplace. So I spoke to him for a while. There's always people on that repeater. It has a wide coverage. Sometimes you strike out, but a lot of times you meet new hams that are on. And they kind of get excited when somebody from New Jersey checks in on their local repeater.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, pretty cool. glad that you used that stuff. Haven't been on IRLP in an age. Ages, I guess.
Well, you know, he has trouble getting people to support. I think I'm the only one that uses the thing. And there's hardly anybody on that repeater. It has good coverage. And they have a couple of nets on there with the Roseland group during the week, I think. And the system works really well. You got it tweaked up great. I've had a lot of contacts on that thing. Seems like I have a whole myself. It shouldn't be like that, but that's the way it turns out.
Hey, give me a sec.
NJ2BS, repeat.
Okay, I'm back. Yeah, I don't know. Give me a sec, I'm gonna go on the other radio.
Yeah, you keep dropping out. Oh, we had that problem with this repeater. When we did the crop walk and everybody had to hand rubber duck in the car, they weren't getting into the repeater, so I had to listen on the input with my 5/8 mag mount to hear everybody.
Okay, I'm on a VX7. I like the VX6 better. Receiver's a lot better on it, but obviously I've gotten Rio fixed a couple times. It's time to pitch it in the trash heap. It's really, you know, I like HTs, but I like good quality ones for FM here. What are you going to do? Anyway, I wasn't even around. You know, I'm kind of glad. Trying to scurry around and do a couple ham-related things, but it's really hard.
I don't have a whole lot of time for it either. I've been trying to do an antenna project now for a couple of years. Roll the wires, sit in the shack. All I have to do is finish it, do a couple of solder connections, splice it, and hoist it up. Maybe I'll get to it in the winter when it's really cold. All right. Well, anyway, as I was mentioning, I enjoyed the IRLT. It doesn't get much fanfare. Doesn't get much use. A lot of the nodes are sitting idle for days and weeks. Nobody's using them. But out in the West Coast, different story.
If you go on 22402, they got IRLP. This KC2CWT out of Carmel, New York. They got IRLP there. They're tied into the Alaska group.
All right, I got to put this down. I got a call coming in here. And he called me a couple of times, so let me see what's going on. If you're still around, I'll call you. Good to hear you again. Oh, I'll look for you again, maybe getting to and from work. Enter 2K, WA2CLP. Didn't lead out, he does.
Okay, very good. I'll catch up to you, Dan. WA2CLP, enter 2K, portable. Hillsdale, New Jersey, listening.
W2GU.
Oh, yeah? What's up?
Not that much at all.
Okay. I am tired, but I'm going to do stuff to go to sleep.
Yeah, thank God it's Friday.
What's that? What about Friday?
I said, thank God it's Friday.
Yeah. Every day's Friday. Well, it's true. It's coordinated universal time. It's Friday.
Yeah.
Talk to Roland today?
Actually, I did. W2TU. I got to speak to him about 5:15. He said he had to stay late and babysit his boss. So we spoke a little bit while he was on his way home.
Did he ask where the slackers were?
No, not really.
Okay. Very good.
Well, the last home I went to was pretty good.
I don't know. I hear a lot of BS, but the price is good. They want them to go there. They said Bill wants ice cream at 2:30 in the morning, they'll give it to him.
Is that where you went the other day?
That was the VA. Wasn't too interested in that. I think that's out. My wife likes something else up the hill that's probably another $100,000 a year more than this place. She likes that, and I like this one. Haven't decided yet. I always get it wrong anyway, no matter what I do. Is it going on 11 o'clock? Nah, it's got to be 10 o'clock, right?
No, it's 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock.
Okay, 258, so... 958. Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know what time it is. Too tired of... It's almost 3. Yeah, it'd be 10 o'clock. Coming up.
They put a cast on my father.
Oh, man. Hard cast. They twisted his wrist. He started barking like a dog.
Really?
Yeah, that unsettled him and he started acting bad a little bit. But, yeah, they straightened the bone out and everything else. He really broke it big time. I think he's going to be here a while. Anyway, the other station, go ahead. I guess no one's got anything to say. What I like about this is I can listen on 6 meters and 2 at the same time here in this rig.
That reminds me, I need to, plug this radio into the computer and, update some of the files. Yeah, I know you sent me the one repeater. Again.
Yeah, did you get the 2 meter Wayne frequency?
Which one is that?
145.21.
Yeah, no, I put that one into the radio. That one's in.
Affirmative. So when do you go back to the doctor? You said next week, right?
NJ2BS, repeat.
W2TU, yeah, next week, Wednesday.
Old times.
Anyway.
Well, what did you have for dinner tonight? I had rigatoni bolognese.
Pizza.
Yeah, I went down to the place in Hillsdale here, the Italian place, Domini's. It's not good, but it's all right. Keep forgetting that today's Thursday.
Yeah, I did that to the mailman today. I was walking up to the house, and I said, you don't work Tuesdays. He's like, you're right, it's not Tuesday. He started laughing and walked away.
Okay. So you're scaring a mailman. I switched over to the VX6. Here's the 6, 1-2, NZ2K, and here's the 7, 1-2, NZ2K.
Both fine. Leave them. Or put one at the windowsill, open the window up, make believe it's a apple pie cooling off, and I'll come by to get it.
Ah, then you can have yourself a tri-band HT. Somebody left the cake out in the rain. No. Who would leave cake out in the rain? Should pull out the, Cherokee portable with a 36-inch, 6-meter rubber duck. Next time I come up to your house, I'll walk in the house with that damn thing. Anyway. What's going on? I talked to Carmine tonight for a little bit.
Carmine, the voice of New York.
Yep, Godfather 220. I moved my car around and I backed up a little bit. I pinned this meter up there. I was like, this is great. I'd love to put one of these antennas up on the house. See if I could pin your meter. Talking with Dave, N2YVR.
Where'd you catch him on the 2 meter?
Oh, 3500.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Roger. Sitting here talking to Dave. I couldn't hear YVR. I guess if I moved around, but I could have, but I just couldn't hear him. I was looking at that 99B1A today. I'd have to sell my 520 and PS140 and 751.
Sell it all.
Affirmative. I heard you. Was it last night? It might have been. We were talking to a guy out in Hillsdale here, and he was trying out his new microphone.
Who, what?
That was Sean just before, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard him last night. He's on sideband.
What the heck is he talking about?
Holy Christ, you've got a double. You got a doppelganger. Exact voice got me fooled. I thought it was you. But you're trying out a new stock mic.
Not there, Meatball. I have barely been on the radio this week at all, anywhere. In the city most nights, working 8 and 9 o'clock, so no sideband activity for me this week, Roger.
Okay, very good. Well, you know, there was a guy that was in Hillsdale pinning my meter on 38 lower, and he had just got a new plus mic, and then the guy talking was going through Harrington Park, and I thought it was you. It sounded exactly like you. The guy who was talking, his name was George.
No, sir, not I. Back to you there, Chris. Yeah, I'm completely lost. I just want to put my foot outside for a minute and cool it off.
Johnson's Odor Eaters.
You know, if you really want a new radio, you get the Yaesu FTM 3200DR. They're on sale right now. That way you get your C4 FM and you can talk to Joe.
And the Elf, right? Yeah. You know, that sounds like a lot of fun, but I don't know. Just not into the digital side of stuff there. For whatever reason, I know people enjoy it. God bless them. It's just not my cup of tea.
NJ2BS, repeat.
It's time for you guys to drink the Kool-Aid. This is WA2UMP.
Oh, God. I think I'd rather jump off the Empire State Building. at least I know I'd hit the ground.
Yeah, it's a long way down. Anyway, I'm still active on analog, but digital remains my favorite, guys. Still having fun with it. WA2UMP. Stones Throw from Pearl River Ravine.
Well, that's good. That's good. I don't know if C4 FM really works good on 2 meters. Seems like the activity has been on the digital side of UHF. That's where it seems like it's going, but I'm sure there's other repeaters that have C4 FM on them, but I don't know. It's a decision to make. I don't know. I'll be honest with you. Most people that have dropped out of analog and gone to DMRS or DMR and some of these other digital modes haven't shown back up here. And the repeaters get less and less. So, I don't know. But the noise drives me crazy listening to that buzzing.
Yeah, I could I can imagine it would be annoying if you're focusing on that body and you're seeing the parts of the earth. You can't figure out what that is.
DMR, a lot of people love DMR, and there's gurus out there that know all that stuff, and don't particularly like C4 FM or any of that other stuff. I guess there's a niche for everybody, but just like the old analog phones, eventually it goes quiet. Eventually this will all be digital. When that happens, I'm gone. Anyway, my battery's about to expire, so I'm going to say 73. Catch you soon, and enjoy NZ2K before this thing craps out. See you all later.
Okay, Paul, catching up with you. Before you go, have you talked to Gray lately? Go ahead.
On that one. I don't know if you're running like low power or whatever. I know you're close to this repeater, but you're very weak linked into it.
The repeater seems kind of linked today. I'm getting not getting a strong signal. Usually it's a lot louder. It's scratchy. Maybe my battery is low. Let me put my glasses on and check out the battery. I haven't charged this thing in a while.
All right.
No, it looks charged, but everybody sounds, scratchy. I wonder why.
Solar wind flare. I don't know.
I don't know. Gordon was, pretty scratchy coming into the net, too. But I think he did say he was in his, new vehicle. So, any new toys? Any new, radios? Go ahead.
No, nothing. I actually sold an 857D with equipment to go along with it to a new coming general class operator, somebody studying. And I really didn't use it. You know, it was in my vehicle. I drive lessons, so I sold it to him. And the money's sitting in an envelope in the drawer. Haven't decided what I'm going to buy. But that's the way I am, you know.
Okay. Not much new here. I really have... My problem is I have everything I need. I have, as far as base stations, I've got the ICOM 7000, which is still good. I know that you have one. I've got the Olinko 220. Which occasionally I still get on. And I've got a Motorola 5550, which is really good. And I've got a Yaesu FT100. And then a bunch of handhelds. And that's pretty much really all I need.
Yeah, it's like... Basically everything I need is right here. You know, 2-meter, 220, 440. And my ICOM 7000 for everything else, you know. I, right now I'm not driving, so, I really don't have any interest in purchasing anything for my mobile. Got a couple of HGs to walk around the house with, that's about it.
Okay, that's really, really all you need. For Christmas I'm getting something called a Shark RF, which is like, if you're familiar with the DB4 Mini, it's kind of a little bit more advanced than that, but same basic principle. It's a you know, an RF dongle that has like a built-in server, and you can use it to access DMR and C4FM and talk between the two, translate between the two protocols. So just some fancy things, something to play with this Christmas.
I've read quite a bit into that DV4 radio, 2 meter, 44220 analog. Seems interesting. They're saying it might be anywhere from $1,000 to $1,400 new. I'd probably be interested in getting something like that. You know, set one radio up for everything, you know. But as going for the dongle, you know, the DV4 mini, looked into it, but currently right now I'm just too lazy to go purchase a new computer. So until I really do that, I have no prospect of purchasing anything.
NJ2BS, repeat.
Okay, well, there's a time and a place for every purchase. All right, Chris, just wanted to say hello. And let me see, you got a new call. You're W2TUU now, right? Go ahead.
W2TU. Yeah, grabbed this a while ago. Everybody busts my chops about it. It's not a bad call for voice or for CW. Going back to the old timers, TU is thank you and CW, so, you know, just something different.
That's right, W2TU, I added an extra U. No, it's nice and short. Okay, just wanted to say hello, gotta make my usual phone call. And with that, I'll say 73, and catch you on again. W2TU, this is WA2UMP.
All right, Jim. Take care. You have a good one. W2TU, we're going to be clear.
NJ2BS, repeat.
W2TGT.
NJ2BS, repeat.
W2TGT, W2PDQ.
WB2UUD. W2TGT. Guys, I turned off the tone on the repeater to make it easier to access, but it is 151.4 if you want to just keep that in mind. W2PDQ and WB2UUD, W2TGT. Richard, you first. How are you?
I'm splendid, Gordon. I just kind of surprised that you moved to a different location here. And I was here scratching my head, had to go put this tone in on this Kenwood manually.
Well, it's a worthwhile enterprise to be able to program your radios manually, Rich. Anyway, in the meantime, the tone is off, and unless the conditions are such that we need to put the tone back on, like propagation becomes unacceptable, and the repeater starts cooking endlessly. Barring that, we'll take care of it this way. Anyway, Mr. UUD, I forget your name, I apologize. It's Gordon here, W2TTT.
Oh, good evening, Gordon. Name here again is Larry. Just trying to get some of these rigs together for that flea market, I guess auction next week. I got a bunch of stuff I'm digging out over here. Haven't used in a long time, so time for some of those to enjoy.